You're listening to Newtnia. Weather may have a 129-day ultimate limit, but useful forecasts are far shorter. A new peer-reviewed calculation places the atmosphere's ultimate internal predictability limit at 129 plus or minus 7 days. The estimate suggests room for better long-range guidance, but it assumes perfect observations and models and does not demonstrate detailed four-month forecasts. A new calculation argues that day-to-day weather has an ultimate prediction limit of about 4 months, far beyond the roughly two-week horizon associated with useful forecasts today. The result does not mean an app will soon tell you whether it will rain on a particular afternoon in December. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers estimated that the atmosphere can retain internally predictable information for about 129 days, even in an ideal forecast with perfect starting data and perfect equations. Why does it matter? The estimate suggests there may be more physical room to improve long-range forecasting than the familiar two-week limit implies. What is the catch? This is a theoretical ceiling built from an atmospheric energy budget, not a tested four-month forecast or an operational system. Key number. 129 plus or minus 7 days is the proposed ultimate limit for the atmosphere's internal predictability under deliberately ideal conditions. A ceiling is not the same as a useful forecast. The distinction matters. The peer-reviewed study in Advances in Atmospheric Sciences asks how long information about the atmosphere could survive if scientists knew its initial state exactly, represented its dynamics perfectly, and also knew every future large-scale boundary condition. Real forecasts meet none of those conditions. Observations have gaps, models simplify the atmosphere, and small uncertainties grow. The European Centre for Medium-Range Weather Forecasts therefore runs ensembles of 51 forecasts out to 15 days, changing the starting conditions and model physics slightly to show a range of possible outcomes rather than one certain future. Newtnia's reading is that the study is most valuable as a question about unused scientific headroom. Treating 129 days as a product roadmap would overstate what the calculation establishes. How sunlight enters the calculation. Earlier estimates usually follow the growth of tiny errors through the atmosphere's chaotic motion. The new paper takes a different route. It tracks the energy that powers atmospheric movement. In the author's ideal world, exact knowledge of the starting state would be carried forward indefinitely by exact equations. They introduce one unavoidable uncertainty, the unknown quantum phase of photons arriving with sunlight. As solar energy spreads through the atmosphere, they argue, that uncertainty eventually touches the entire system and erases its memory of the initial state. The team calls this moment the energy turnover point. Using estimates for total atmospheric energy, incoming solar flux, and their observational uncertainties, it arrives at 129 days with a 7-day uncertainty range. The research release published on August 11 says the authors are developing independent estimates to test the result. Why 129 days does not mean 129 days of detail. The paper divides the theoretical interval into different levels of potential skill. Under its assumptions, something comparable to a useful 5-day forecast today might stretch to roughly 62 days, while the later portion would contain only weak guidance before predictability disappears. Even that 62-day comparison is conceptual, not a demonstrated forecast. A NOAA-hosted 2019 study using high-resolution global models found that reducing initial condition uncertainty tenfold could add up to about 5 days to mid-latitude day-to-day forecasts, with much less improvement for small events such as thunderstorms. Forecast skill also depends on what is being predicted. Broad averages and recurring large-scale patterns may remain informative longer than the temperature, wind or rain at one location an hour. An ECMWF assessment of probabilistic forecasts found horizons of roughly 16 to 23 days for instantaneous grid-point fields, with longer reach after averaging across time and space. Before we overstate the result, the 129-day value comes from a new theoretical framework, not from forecasts verified against 4 months of real weather. The calculation assumes perfect initial observations, perfect atmospheric dynamics, and known future large-scale boundary conditions, none of which operational forecasting can provide. The proposed role of photon phase uncertainty and the energy turnover argument still need independent analysis and replication. Predictability varies by phenomenon, scale, season, location, and the definition of useful skill, so one number cannot describe every forecast. What happens next? The immediate test is not whether a weather service can issue a detailed 129-day forecast. Researchers first need to reproduce the ceiling through other physical arguments and determine whether the assumptions correctly connect microscopic uncertainty to the loss of atmospheric information. If the estimate survives scrutiny, it would redraw the theoretical boundary without removing the practical obstacles. Better satellites, data assimilation, physics-based models, artificial intelligence systems, and ensemble methods could continue extending useful guidance, but improvements are likely to arrive unevenly, first for probabilities and large patterns, later, if ever, for specific local events. The takeaway: the new result says the atmosphere may preserve some predictable structure much longer than everyday forecasts suggest. It does not say that four-month weather forecasts are around the corner. The interesting claim is narrower and potentially more important. Today's limits may reflect imperfect knowledge and tools as well as a deeper physical boundary. Read the full article at newtnea.com.